Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how and why to ride shoulder in. So shoulder in is a lateral movement that requires you to bring your horse's shoulders to the inside while bending him uniformly through his body. Now, since it's the first movement that requires riders to displace their horse's shoulders, it's often ridden incorrectly by those first attempting it. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at exactly what shoulder in is, the purpose of this movement, the aids that you need to apply, and how to ride shoulder in correctly. So first up, what is shoulder in? Well, as we've just mentioned in the introduction, shoulder in is a lateral school movement. It involves bringing your horse's shoulders towards the inside, keeping his hindquarters on the outside track, and maintaining a uniform bend throughout your horse's body to the inside. Now, your horse's outside foreleg and his inside hind leg should travel on the same track, and your horse's inside foreleg and your horse's outside hind leg should work on their own track. So this is described as your horse working on three tracks. So you have one track with your horse's outside hind leg, you have a second track with your horse's outside foreleg and inside hind leg, and then you have a third track of your horse's inside foreleg. Now at the same time, your horse should be evenly bent around your inside leg to create an angle of about 30 degrees to the track. And your horse should be bent away from the direction in which he is moving. Now, as a bit of a side note, what we have just described is shoulder in on three tracks, and that is what is required in modern day dressage competitions. However, some classical school versions of the shoulder in require your horse's shoulders to be displaced even further to the inside so that it's performed on four tracks. So this is with each of your horse's legs travelling on its own track. Now when you are riding this exercise at home, you can ride shoulder in on four tracks. But just note that for competition purposes, you must ride it on three tracks or you will lose marks. Okay, so now that we know what shoulder in is, why do you want to ride it? So most people want to be able to ride a good shoulder in for the sole purpose of getting top scores during a dressage test where the shoulder in is required. However, as with all school movements, shoulder in has many benefits that will help to improve your horse's overall way of going. So here are five reasons why you should ride shoulder in. So the first reason, reason number one, is to improve engagement, balance, and lightness of the forehand. So shoulder in encourages your horse to step further underneath himself with his inside hind leg and to take more weight, thereby improving your horse's engagement, balance, and the relative elevation of his forehand. So if you have a horse that is heavy in your hand, you will see that shoulder in will help correct that. Now moving on to reason number two for shoulder in, and this is the development of collection. So the qualities that we've just went through in reason one, so engagement, balance, and lightness of the forehand, these help to strengthen your horse's hindquarters and to encourage him to work in a more uphill balance, thereby developing your horse's collection. Now, reason number three is that it improves suppleness. So shoulder in will improve all areas of your horse's suppleness. It will improve your horse's lateral suppleness, which is suppleness from side to side, because your horse is required to bend uniformly through his body. It will also improve his longitudinal suppleness, so this is suppleness over the top line, because your horse is required to step under and to stretch over his top line towards the bit. It will also improve the suppleness of the joints, which is all about the range of motion that your horse can achieve through his joints. And this is because during shoulder in, your horse is required to flex his hocks, to concertina his hind legs, and to take more weight. And finally, it will improve your horse's mental suppleness because your horse is being asked to do a new exercise, but one that is still within his capabilities. Now, moving on to reason number 4 for shoulder in, and this is that it improves straightness. So, although shoulder in requires your horse to bend, it's actually a very effective straightening tool. First up, shoulder in is a great exercise to help you get your horse level in your hands because it encourages your horse to step from his inside hind leg and stretch through into your outside contact, therefore helping you to improve the contact, making it more consistent, making it more even, more elastic, and more level. Secondly, shouldering can help you to correct a crooked canter. So due to the natural sequence of the canter, horses are predisposed to bringing their quarters to the inside. So by positioning your horse in shoulder in, you bring your horse's shoulders to meet his hindquarters, thereby straightening your horse and helping to improve the canter. And now the final reason for shoulder in, reason number 5, is that it prepares your horse for other lateral movements. So shoulder in is the gateway exercise to the more challenging lateral movements of traverse, half pass and pirouettes. Now during the teaching of shoulder in, your horse learns that your legs can mean to go forwards, your legs can also mean to go sideways, and your legs can also mean to bend. And during shoulder in, your horse learns that your legs can also mean to do all of those 3 things together. And this is what helps you to develop the more challenging lateral movements. Okay, so now that we know what shoulder in is and we know the reasons why we want to ride it, let's now start to talk about how we actually ride shoulder in. So in your horse's education, shoulder in typically follows on after leg yielding and shoulder 4. Therefore, we recommend that you can ride those movements to a satisfactory level first. Now, if you are struggling with them or you're not quite sure how to ride them, then please just search our archives or our website howtodressage.com for the articles titled How to Ride a Leg Yield and How to Ride Shoulder 4. Now, once you can do those movements, let's now talk about how to ride shoulder in. So let's first talk about the pace. So what pace can you ride shoulder in? Well, shoulder in can be ridden in all 3 paces. You can ride it in the walk, the trot, and the canter. Although for competition purposes, it's usually asked for only in the trot. Now, when you are learning this exercise for the first time, you can choose whether to start in walk or whether to start in trot. Now, if you start in the walk, this will give you time to coordinate your aids and to position your horse correctly. However, the trot provides additional forward energy that can sometimes make the movement easier. So basically, it swings and roundabouts. You can choose the best starting point for you and your horse. But now let's move on to talk about the aids for shoulder in. So these are the aids that you need to know. So first up, let's talk about your inside rein. So the job of your inside rein is to ask your horse for a little bit of inside flexion. Now note that your inside rein should not be used to pull your horse's shoulders to the inside. Your horse's shoulders come off the track through the use of all your aids together, not just because you've pulled on your inside rein. The job of the inside rein is only to ask the horse for a little bit of inside flexion. Now, your outside rein controls the amount of neck bend, and it prevents your horse from falling out through his shoulder, whilst also helping to subtly lead your horse in the direction of the movement. Now, your inside leg should be at the girth, and this provides a pillar for your horse to bend around. It helps you to activate your horse's inside hind leg, and it also helps to keep your horse moving down the track. Now, your outside leg should be behind the girth, and this prevents your horse's hindquarters from escaping to the outside, and it keeps his outside hind leg active. Now, your weight should be in your inside seat bone, your shoulders should match the angle of your horse's shoulders, and your hips should match the angle of your horse's hips. And your head should look down the track in the direction that you want your horse to travel. Okay, so now that we know the aids, let's now go through how to ride shoulder in 3 steps. So for step number 1, you're going to ride a 10 meter circle in a corner of the arena before the long side. Now, the circle allows you to establish the correct amount of bend that is required for the shoulder in, as well as allowing you to get all of your aids into the correct position. And then we have step 2, which is as you come around the circle towards the long side of the arena, you're going to half halt down your outside rein, look down the outside track, and you're going to use your inside leg to push your horse off the circle and down the long side whilst maintaining that shoulder in positioning. So your horse having a uniform bend through his body at an angle of about 30 degrees to the track. Now, at this moment, you need to think of your inside leg and seat encouraging your horse upwards and into your outside rein. And then we have the final step, step number 3. Which is after a few good shoulder in steps, you're going to straighten your horse by putting all of your aids back to neutral and riding him forwards. Now, in the beginning of riding this exercise, it's best to only ask for a few steps. Always aim for quality over quantity. Even at the very beginning, you still want your horse to step under with his hind legs and to take more of his body weight. If you ask for more than what your horse is capable of, then that can cause him to lose balance and to fall towards his shoulders, thereby losing all benefits of the exercise. So just focus on getting a few good steps rather than getting lots of steps. Okay, so now that we know how to ride it, let's now talk about common problems and mistakes. So here are 5 faults that are regularly seen during the shoulder in. So fault number 1 is that there's too much neck bend. So this usually happens if you try to ask your horse for shoulder in by simply pulling his shoulders around and trying to hold them off the track with the inside rein. Instead, you need to use less inside rein and you need to focus on creating a uniform bend through your horse's body using all your other aids. Now, if you are still having this problem of too much neck bend, then you may need to bring your horse back to walk and try a few steps of shoulder in with a smaller angle and a straighter neck until you get the hang of it. But moving on to fault number 2, and this is that the angle is varying. So remember that shoulder in is required to be ridden at an angle of 30 degrees to the track. Now, angle varying means that your shoulder in may be at 20 degrees one moment, 35 degrees the next moment, and 25 degrees the moment after that. Now, to help correct this issue, you need to use a quicker inside leg aid to encourage your horse to step under more to improve his balance and to put him more into your outside rein. Now, when your horse is more sufficiently engaged and your outside rein contact is more secure, you will then be able to position your horse more consistently. Now, fault number 3 is that your horse has a tight back and uneven steps. So when people first start riding shoulder in, many of them tense up. So their seat, their hands and their legs become rigid and they stop following their horse's movement. And this results in their horse becoming tight through the back and losing rhythm and regularity in the steps. So keep your body relaxed and allow your horse to move rhythmically forward through your inside seat and hips. Now this should allow your horse's inside hind leg to come forward and under, and for the energy then to flow through your horse. Now moving on to fault number four, and this is that the tempo, so the speed of the rhythm, is too fast. So if the tempo starts to increase during the shoulder in, your horse will struggle to keep his balance and he will lose rhythm and regularity. Now to help control the tempo, you need to use half halt down the outside rein and use your seat and your leg aids rhythmically. Now if need be, if the tempo still gets too quick, then ride onto a 10 meter circle. Re-establish the correct tempo, reposition your horse, and then ride the shoulder in again. Okay, and finally, fault number five, and this is sitting crooked. So when riding shoulder in, it's very easy to allow your inside seat and hip to collapse as you try to push your horse down the outside track. Now, your crookedness will upset your horse's balance and it will result in a deterioration of the quality of the movement. What you need to do is you need to remember that it is your inside leg that pushes your horse down the track, not your seat. If your horse is not responding to your inside leg, then back it up with a tap from your schooling whip. Do not resort to trying to shove your horse with your hips. Okay, so to wrap this episode up, shoulder in is a beneficial schooling exercise that you can use to help improve your horse's engagement, suppleness, and straightness. Now, it requires you to bring your horse's shoulders to the inside so that he is on three tracks at an angle of about 30 degrees with a uniform bend away from the direction in which he is travelling. Now, shoulder in is one of the first lateral exercises that you will teach your horse, and it will help prepare him for the more advanced movements, as well as develop his balance and his collection abilities. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.